Take the roll, please.
Councilmember Eugene Connors is excused. Councilmember Joan Hansen is excused. Councilmember Shirley Dowdy is excused. Mayor Ronald Ertley.
I'm here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan.
Here.
City staff, Richard Marsh, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Andy Heratic, public works director, Alberti Chavez, police chief, Mark Berlinet, fire chief, Elda Orduño, city attorney.
Thank you for the invocation tonight. Let us turn our thoughts to all the good things in our lives, our family, our friends, neighbors, and the great community we live in. And so for all the good things in our lives, let us reflect on those with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we will go to call to the public, but odd as it is, there's nobody signed up tonight. So we will move on. To accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $527,149.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $527,149. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A through C. And I will read those. A, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Radio Project Incorporated, KBRP, for an event to be held at the Bisbee Royale, 94 Main Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, September the 9th, 2016, from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m., and Saturday, September the 10th, 2016, from 6 p.m. till 12 a.m., Ryan Bruce, applicant. B, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Radio Project Incorporated, KBRP, for an event to be held at City Park, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, September the 10th, 2016, from 11 a.m. till 11 p.m., Ryan Bruce, applicant. And C, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park for the 28th Annual Festival of Lights on Friday, November the 25th, 2016, from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through C.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through C. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Ertley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, discussion of possible approval of ordinance O-16-04, amending the city code, Article 9.6B2, to change the time in which the cemetery is closed to the public. Mr. Andy Heratic, Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is our request. We would like to start closing the cemetery at dark instead of waiting till an hour after. As you know, the cemetery is not closed by city employees. It is closed by two private individuals. Mr. and Mrs. Giacomino handle the opening and closing of the cemetery, and we just think it's going to be safer for all of us if we close at a sunset and not make Ms. Giacomino chase people around after it's dark.
Thank you. Any questions from the council?
We discussed this at the last meeting, and so I move that we approve Ordinance 01604, amending the City Code, Article 9.6B2, to change the time in which the cemetery is closed to the public. Closure will be at sunset instead of 1 hour after sunset.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further comments? No further comments. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Ertley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number four, presentation of a donation of $2,310.50 received from Marina Manzanares in memory of Jerry Manzanares towards a previous designed Bisbee police badge and a new thermal imager for the Bisbee Fire Department. Alberto Chavez, Chief of Police, City of Bisbee.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, staff, and audience. I would like to express my appreciation to Ms. Marina Manzanares for a generous donation to the City of Bisbee to support our public safety. Marina is the wife of the late Jerry Manzanares, who passed away on November 9, 2015, at the age of 71. Jerry had a specific request to Marina before he passed, and that was to give a donation to the police and fire department. Jerry loved his public safety, and over the past 15 years, Jerry went to great lengths to support public safety in Bisbee. Jerry hosted the annual Police and Fire Awards dinner, honoring the police officer, dispatcher, and supervisor of the year, and also honoring the Bisbee firefighter, EMT, and captain of the year. Jerry took great pride in cooking. He loved to cook. And on numerous occasions, holidays and special occasions throughout the year, both the police and fire department can always count on getting a phone call from the Legion saying, you guys come over and get something to eat. I got something for you here. Myself, particularly fond of the New Year's Eve. It's a mandatory work day for Bisbee. For the police department, we're all working and usually out on foot for several hours at a time. And Jerry always had food for us and a warm place to get out of sometimes the rainy or snowy weather and warm up a little bit. He always welcomed us there, and he always went to great lengths to look out for us and take care of us. In 1969, Jerry Montanadas was hired by Chief Art Kent, then Bisbee City Chief of Police. He went on to become a detective for the city of Bisbee, and he served in this position until the early 80s. He left the city of Bisbee for Detroit, Michigan. He was gone for a couple years, worked security at one of the factories for GMC. He returned in 1986 and began a 20-year career with the Department of Corrections. 18 of those years he spent as a criminal investigator and supported us for a good part of that. Thanks to the Montanadas family and to Jerry's final wishes, the Bisbee Fire Department received a $1,000 donation, which was used to help purchase the thermal imaging camera for the new Bisbee fire truck. So that was a great a donation, and it will be a great asset to the fire department. And that money was what was needed to help make that purchase. Marina also purchased new badges for every Bisbee police officer. The badges are displayed here in front of the council. The badge worn by an officer is a source of pride. The first badge I was issued in Bisbee showed the state of Arizona, Cochise County, and had City of Bisbee identified as the county seat. It stated Bisbee, Arizona, site of the Copper Queen and Lavender Pit mines. It was very unique, and it tied us to our community, a source of pride. This badge is unique, and in my 17 years with the city, I've never come across another agency that has one as unique and nice as our badge was. Unfortunately, the manufacturer of that badge passed away, and we were no longer able to get it. We didn't have the rights for the design, and so we had to go out to a new design. And it was more money than at the time the chief was willing to spend for a badge. And so we went to a more generic version with just the state of Arizona seal in the center. And over the past 2.5 years, that's the badge we've used. And it served us well, but it's not the Iron Man badge. It's not the badge that we all look to fondly and wanted. Thanks to Ms. Montanadas' donation, we were able to have that badge redesigned, tying it back to the original design, and we can now get additional badges through the company at a reasonable cost if needed. But we have new badges for every police officer, to include the officers that are currently in the academy. We will all be uniform, and that's important for us all to look the same. In 2.5 years, we bought the same badge from the same place, and we've still gotten 3 or 4 different variations of it. They've not all been the same, even though we're getting them all from the same place. So this is going to take care of that. And I just want to say, I could have talked for a long time up here. Jerry Montanadas, not only being the commander for 26-plus years at the American Legion Post 16 here in Bisbee, also my uncle. And I spent a lot of time with my Uncle Jerry, and he's greatly missed. And this is this is something I know every day when I put that uniform on, I pin that badge on my chest, I'll be thinking about him. And I just want to say we are eternally grateful to Ms. Montanadas, Aunt Marina, and the Montanadas family for their continued support of our respective departments. And we'll never forget Jerry and your generosity towards us. On behalf of the Bisbee Police and Fire Departments, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And now I'd ask for Ms. Montanadas to come up, and I'm going to go ahead and have her pin my badge for me.
Marina, from the Mayor and Council, staff, employees of the city and the community, we say thank you very much. That was extremely nice. We appreciate that, and that's a very nice thing that you just did. Appreciate that. We'll move on now to item number 5. Discussion of possible approval to go out to bid for engineering services to include but not limited to wastewater plant upgrades. Once again, Andy Heratic, Public Works Director, City of Bisbee.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. What I'm asking to do here is to go out for engineering services citywide. What this would do for us is, in the past, you'll notice, or you'll remember that when we've had large projects, one of the first things we do is we look for a grant to hire an engineer. In order to eliminate going out to hire engineers for every single job, We will be looking for a local civil engineer and a larger engineering company. I had pre-budgeted $40,000 for this service in the budget. Most of the engineering services on large jobs are still paid for by grants, so we would still pay our engineer through the grant money. And you'll notice in here the verbiage talks about the wastewater plant and the upgrades for the sewer lateral project. We are working very closely now with NAD Bank, BEC, and USDA. This really slimlines the process for engineering. We don't have to go out now for a separate bid for engineering for engineers for these projects. It makes it much easier for them to deal with us. It's one less step we have to go through. We already have the engineer. That becomes part of the grant. So I'm asking to do this. One of the things that we learn in the city is that the more time you save, the more money you save. And in all the departments of the city, we're all so short-handed that we know that doing anything that saves time will save us money. So by doing this, we hope to save money because we'll be saving a good deal of time going out for engineering services.
A quick sort of comment, a semi-question, semi-comment. The old Bisbee wastewater laterals have they're going to need to be looked at, correct?
Yes, I am have applied for a $5 million all-out grant, no expense to the city at all. Having an engineer on board prior to going for that grant will be very beneficial to us. When I spoke to you earlier, I talked about having a larger engineering firm. So the engineers, the people who will probably bid on this for the wastewater plant will be large enough firms that have had experience in engineering and working with wastewater plants. So a key to me bringing in that $5 million is having an engineer on hand or having engineering services available to the city. And this is something we haven't done before. We've never actually had an engineering firm on hand. We've always gone out to bid in the individual projects.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the council? No? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve Public Works to go out to bid for engineering services to include but not limited to the wastewater treatment plant upgrades.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other comments or questions from the council? No. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Heretic.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Item number six, discussion of possible approval to purchase a M9 Mancha mine locomotive for the Queen Mine Tour. Douglas Graham, Queen Mine Tour Manager.
Good evening, Council and Mayor. Asking for the approval to purchase the M9 Mancha locomotive for the mine tour. These are the locomotives that we use to take the visitors into the mine. This would replace one that is no longer functional. This is a more modern version, and it's been rebuilt, which is a rare find. This is the second locomotive that I've seen come up for sale in the last 10 years. The first one was 9 years ago, and I wasn't fast enough to get it. It sold in less than a few hours.
Just a quick clarification for public consumption. This expense will come out of the Queen Mine Fund, the Enterprise Fund. It does not come out of the General Fund, correct?
That's correct.
Any other questions or comments from the Council? Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move approval to purchase a M9 Mancha Mine locomotive for the Queen Mine Tour.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the purchase of a M9 Mancha Mine locomotive for the Queen Mine Tour. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Graham.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council.
Item number seven, discussion of possible amendment to settlement agreement with Border Cities Land Corporation to extend time for Council to vote on rezoning application. It has Britt Hansen here, but we'll go to Elda Orduño, City Attorney.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This item came about because the engineer for Border Cities Land Corporation was not able to attend the commission meeting in August. And also there was further documentation that needed to be gathered. The attorney for Border Cities asked for more time. Mr. Hansen, on behalf of the city, agreed to that with the agreement that would give Mayor and Council an additional 30 days to vote on the application for rezoning. So that's the purpose for this agenda item.
So it's essentially a Border City Land Corporation and the City of Bisbee. Actually, both entities probably need a little more time on this, correct?
Yes, and it'll actually move the vote for Mayor and Council from October 28th, 2016, which was the original agreement, to November 30th, 2016.
Any other questions or comments from the Council? Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move to approve the amendment to the settlement agreement with Border Cities Land Corp, extending the time for the Council to vote on the Border Cities rezoning application from October 28, 2016 to November 30, 2016.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Orduño.
Thank you.
Item number eight, City Manager's report already.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Thank you. The chat with the city manager.
And let me just interrupt. Yes. We welcome you aboard, Mr. Marsh, and we're really glad to have you. This is his first night as city manager, and we're very pleased to have you, sir.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I'm surprised that I thought I'd see more people tonight, but it's good to see who I do see here. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you, and thank you for the opportunity to serve the public, citizens, and business owners in the region. It is truly an honor. I'm delighted to be here. And thank you, Mayor, for that. And as I know, the desire of the mayor and the council is, and so is mine, to assure that the public, the citizens, and business owners know that the government is yours. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So what we're going to do is have what's called a chat with the city manager monthly meeting. The first one will be held on September the 14th, 9 to 10 o'clock, here in the council chambers. It's an opportunity, I believe, for our business owners and our citizens to do just that. Chat with the manager. Let us know what your issues, your concerns are. I'll be hosting that. I'll be here to handle your questions. And if we can't answer your questions then, at that point, we'll get back with you. But it's just our way of saying that we value you, we appreciate you. And you don't have to wait to the chat with the city manager meeting to have a meeting with me. Make an appointment. The number is 432-6014. And I'll be delighted to sit down with you and have a conversation. I look forward to that. The other thing you'll see here under the manager report is it's going to be the first business owners meeting. And I want to thank Ryan Bruce for allowing us to use his facility, the Bisbee Royale, and that's going to be held on the 28th of September at 6 p.m. No matter how good cities think they're doing, I believe we can always do better. And this is an opportunity for our business owners to let us know what some of their issues or concerns are. And we want to have that conversation with our business owners. I don't know where it's going to lead to, but I do know this, that conversation is needed and is wanted and is desired from the council, the mayor, and also the administration. So Ashley is going to be sending out notices regarding both of these meetings, and I thank her. She's been such a blessing to me, her and Nina, and I'll make a comment about that down at the end of my report. The ribbon cutting ceremony for the new fire truck and ambulance. We haven't had a ribbon cutting ceremony yet. I know there's been articles in the paper, but we arranged one for the 17th of September at 2 p.m. at the fire station. And again, you'll be hearing more information and getting notices regarding that as well. The fourth thing we have here is Andy regarding public works, focusing on mowing the parks in the cemetery during the monsoon season, and we'll work with the city right away in the city right-of-way space after the monsoon season as well. And we just wanted to assure you that we're going to be on top of that and take care of business as we should. And I want to thank Andy for everything he's done and tutoring me and guiding me along the way since I've been here. You've been outstanding, Andy, and I appreciate you for everything you've done. Lastly, I just want to thank Ashley and also Sharon and Nina during the interview process and coordinating that. They're so efficient and so effective. Even now that I'm here, all the department heads have been so helpful and informative and thoughtful and polite, and I just want to publicly thank you for everything you've done. And also the staff members I've met, thank you for those citizens who came to the office to meet with me or called and said congratulations. I appreciate you. I want to also thank the mayor and the council for your support and for allowing me to serve the city of Bisbee. I truly count it an honor, and it is a privilege to do that. And with that, I'm delighted. My daughter's delighted, and I look forward to a long stint here in the city of Bisbee. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. That concludes the city manager's report. There's no council comments tonight. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.